Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 55 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh. Five is my lucky number, so I feel like 55 is a lucky episode.
Is it really?
Yeah, one of them. 5 and 25.
Okay.
I mean, 25 makes sense. It's my
birthday. Cute.
So, we are drinking the Cutwater Strawberry Margs. We realized that we've had the classic when we went to Pride Fest.
Yeah, I've had, like, a couple of them before. Like, I've had the Paloma. I've never had the Strawberry Marg. But, like, I feel like I was telling, like, and I'm very... I don't like to get, like, super, like, sugar, like, flavored sugar like this, yeah. Especially because I feel like when I get cans, it's, like, to, like, pregame, and I don't want to, like, pregame with something super sugary, but...
Well, right. You're definitely not going to have a bazillion of these and expect not to be hungover the next day.
Right.
Because it's so sugary. So, in full disclosure, we already opened them because we went to dinner, and we had margs at dinner, and we got home, and I was like, if I don't keep... drinking, like, if I don't have another drink, I'm gonna get tired. So we opened them,
even though we each had like 3 sips,
which is why I'm like actually feeling tired.
Yeah,
so hopefully this gives me another little boost. And my first reaction to it was that it was very sweet and very strong. They are 10%,
yeah,
which is pretty strong for like a canned drink.
Yeah.
So I also, because they've been sitting out for a little bit, I asked Allie to run upstairs and grab some ice so that we could enjoy them over ice. I do like them though. And you guys know, I don't like a seltzer. Wow, we were browsing.
That fit like perfectly.
Yeah, it's like perfectly in the cup. We were browsing at the liquor store and just like everything had bubbles. Like even all the margaritas we looked at had bubbles.
Yeah.
Which is so silly to me. Like a margarita shouldn't be carbonated. So anyway, this is one. It is fizzy. I think it's a little bubbly.
I think it has to be.
To be in a can?
Yeah.
That's not true. Those Trader Joe's ones aren't.
It doesn't taste bubbly at all, though.
No, it doesn't taste bubbly at all. It's very sweet. I feel like, actually, if you squeeze, like, a fresh lime in this, it would make a world of a difference.
It says that you can, like, put it over ice and then the salt or sugar rim with a fresh strawberry slice, but, like, I think it would be good with, like, a...
I think a fresh, like, splash of citrus would make this so much better.
Actually, fresh strawberry would be good, too, honestly. Mm.
We have strawberries upstairs. How fancy are you feeling?
I'm too lazy for that.
Okay. So this is what we're drinking. Are we going to do our little, like...
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that.
That was a weird laugh.
Okay. So we're drinking strawberry margarita Cutwater. And so I'm going to require all the things, the categories. You have to send me those.
A picture of them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anything new that you're watching this week?
I don't know what kicked this off, where I just started, I wanted a movie, mm-hmm. but I wanted it to be like a movie that I've seen a million times and was just like comforting. And so I watched The Devil Wears Prada, and amazing. Then that led into, I watched Legally Blonde 1 and 2, and then I watched The Princess Diaries 1 and 2. It's just kind of that, like,
you've had like a very nostalgic past week
of these like women focused upbeat movies.
Okay,
that's what I've been watching this last week.
Cool. Well, mine's kind of the opposite. Mine's not happy. I just watched the Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix, which I can't believe you don't know the story behind that. I'm not going to get into it because it's super
depressing.
But it's the long story short, it's essentially like this couple, they went on like a van life journey together.
Maybe we did talk about this. I feel like you brought this up on the pod.
I probably brought it up because it wasn't that long ago when it happened.
Yeah, so maybe.
So when the documentary came out, I like binged all 3 episodes. But and then she like went missing. And then, and she died. And he killed her.
Oh, so. Spoiler.
It's not like a spoiler. It's a real story. You can
Google.
Yeah,
but if you didn't know what happened and you're going to watch a documentary.
Well, that's your problem.
So speaking of this watching category though. So, last week you talked about watching White Lotus. And I went and I looked at some of the filming sites in Thailand to see if it was anywhere that we had been to. And some of the, like, temples that they film at, we went to some of those temples because it's, like, some of the most famous ones that you, like, have to see when you're in Thailand. The crazier part, so it's filmed at an actual Four Seasons. So, like, you said it was, like, a Four Seasons.
Yeah, so they do that, I think, at all of them.
So that there's a, probably, so there's a consistency in the theme, right? Okay. So the one that they filmed out in Thailand, Thailand has a ton of islands, right? There's a lot of options for the island that you can pick. The Four Seasons they filmed at is the same island that we stayed at on our honeymoon. So, like, of all the islands in Thailand, Koh Samui is where we went, and it's the Four Seasons Koh Samui.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, the Four Seasons was very much out of our budget, and that was the most expensive hotel we paid for, was the one, because I was so adamant that we had, like, a beach, like, I could walk out of my room and, like, walk onto the beach.
Yeah.
But yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I do want to watch it. I feel like I'm so spoiled with TV lately that I have a hard time watching something that's coming out 1 week at a time.
But have you seen season one, season two?
No, I could watch season one and season two.
It'll take you a minute.
But I'm not going to start season three until they're all out.
Okay.
I don't know if it's spoiled or actually my mom brain. I forget. Like, I will fucking forget what happened.
Well, there's this really great feature called a recap that they play at the beginning of every TV episode. So, you can do that.
Thanks, Allie.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Okay, great.
You're welcome.
All right.
Anyways, I'm just watching, like, so many things. I have something for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, it's just, like, always coming out.
I'm very happy
for you. But actually, to go with what we're watching, did I talk about Love is Blind last week?
You said you had started it, but you didn't say anything about it. Also, did you start it while you were here at our house?
Yes.
Because when I opened my Netflix the other day, it was like, continue watching episode 3. And I was like,
"Yeah,
I didn't watch episode 1 and 2.
Yeah, it was me. But I'm caught up on it now, which I'm not going to talk about it because you haven't seen it. But it got me thinking. So, obviously, like, you are talking to this person for like a week and then you get engaged to them, like, not seeing them. And then not even, like, 2 weeks later, you're, like, meeting each other's family, right? And then, like, on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, they go to hometowns. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the four, last, like, four people. And so I was thinking, I'm like, okay, how, I asked Sydney Wade, I said, would your family be more weirded out by you bringing someone home that you're engaged to from Love is Blind, or being one of the four hometown dates from The Bachelor? And I was like, that's such a good pod. Well, she said that's a really good podcast question.
Yeah, I think probably Love is Blind, because
it's interesting that you say that.
I feel like you, even though it's like a shorter time frame and you're like already engaged, I feel like, again, this is coming from somebody who has not watched the show at all, right? But I would assume that if I'm talking to somebody and I'm not looking at them, that I'm like, I'm getting to know them.
Yeah, like you're getting to know them like in a pod.
Right, but like, I think I get to know that one person better than the people on The Bachelor, Bachelorette know each other because of the amount of time that they have been able to spend together.
Agreed, 100%.
Why, do you disagree?
No, I said the same thing. Okay. Yeah, I think I said the same thing. Yeah, because The Bachelor, like, I just could never, like, myself do something like The Bachelor because of my jealousy issues. And just, like, I would have, like, imagine getting, like, the first one-on-one, right? And then you don't have another one-on-one ever because there's so many other one-on-ones that have to happen. And, like, you're like, how is that relationship progressing when he's literally progressing these relationships with all these other women? And my biggest thing with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchise, which I've talked about, like, hating before, is that, even though I watch it, is that...
I hate it, but I watch it.
I mean, I feel like that's most people. Is that, like, why have they not tried to, like, innovate this show at all?
Oh, it's just
the same thing every time.
For and years I'm like, and years and years.
And I'm like, so, fun fact, in all 30 seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette, so that's 30 seasons each, it's 60 seasons total, like, of this entire franchise, there are more successful relationships from Love is Blind that has 8 seasons than there is from that franchise.
Okay, well, in Love is Blind's fairness, they have more than one couple on any given season, whereas The Bachelor, Bachelorette, it's one couple working for it.
Yeah, but it is, but it's like 5 couples.
No, I'm just saying that that ratio.
And not all of them like go and do the like go through with the wedding.
Right, it's 5 couples per season.
Usually, yeah.
I guess so then.
Well, there's a ton of people doing it, but they only pick 5. So not all of them end up getting engaged. You don't
right,
go.
Even if it's just 5, you're talking 40 couples over the history of Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
And versus 60 couples on The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
So it is kind of, and then but there's even more Love is Blind couples behind the scenes that they're not showing you on TV, then you know, they have more of a shot. What I told Allie, and it was too late for the season because she already started it. I saw an Instagram, post that made me laugh that I would be totally into is watching the Love. Okay. Well, you watch it on TikTok, Gen Z. I will watch it on Instagram. Is doing Love is Blind, like blind. So putting like a blanket over your TV and actually like
that would give me anxiety. Like,
no, I think it would be so fun. I would watch it with you if we did it that way.
Okay. Well, they come out with a new season every like 3 months. So we can do it next season.
Okay.
Anyways. Okay. What we're wearing.
So not necessarily anything that is new that I'm wearing, but for the first time in my ever life, I have a walk-in closet. Mm-hmm. And I finally like reorganized it. So in the past, I have always just like had all my clothes. I don't know if I'm going to explain this well, like grouped together. I've had it like color coordinated, but I haven't separated out like types of shirts or whatever. I've just had them all like together because that's just what I had in terms of space. And now I have all this closet space that I don't know what to do with. And it's like, I was able to like organize it much better. And it makes for a much more enjoyable, like clothes picking out experience.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Cause I just redid my closet and like got rid of a ton of shit as I do like every 5 days. And
tell me you have a shopping problem without telling me you have a shopping problem.
I know. It's like so bad. It's like every time I have like a new trash bag, like Cineway, it's like, is that Goodwill again? And I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my thing with clothes is it's like, I want everything that I take off the hanger, I want to be like excited to wear, or I like want to wear it. Whereas like, I hate having those like clothing pieces that are just like, I'm constantly moving past them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I just tried on a bunch of dresses too, mostly because I was starting to pack and I was trying to pick which dresses I wanted to take with me. And I have kept my maternity dresses hanging in my closet this mm-hmm. whole time because for a while, like when you're still postpartum, like they still feel comfortable and like you can still feel confident, but I've lost a little bit of weight. And so now my maternity dresses just feel, who are you texting?
I'm not texting. I'm writing down what we're saying so that I don't have to ask you later.
Oh, you can also just like watch the episode.
Yeah.
That post doesn't go live until afterwards.
Okay, well. Okay.
Anyway, so I try them on and they just felt frumpy. Mm. They felt like big. And so I decided like, you know what? Those don't need to be hanging in my closet right now. I'm not pregnant. Like these can come off the hanger and like be in a bag and I can pull them out when I need them in the future, mm-hmm. which is not yet.
Yeah. So. Okay. So what are you wearing?
I don't know. Closet organization.
Okay. Okay. What are you reading?
Wait, what are you wearing?
Oh. Been loving my Skims PJ set.
Fancy.
From Christmas. I got it for Christmas. And
so soft.
Yeah, it's so soft and so cozy. I like love when it's clean and I'm like, oh my God, I can wear that to bed. I'm a sucker for like a good like PJ combo.
I pretty much only wear matching PJs nowadays.
Okay, I don't wear matching PJs because here's how my like sleeping situation has to work, right? So if I'm wearing pants, I have to wear a t-shirt. If I'm wearing shorts, I have to wear like a crew. I wear like a crew, like kind of like that, but like thinner. Like I have a lot of the like, you know, like.
So it's either sleeves or pants, not both.
Correct.
You are weird.
But the reason why this is like a new thing that I'm wearing is that the Skims set is sleeves and pants. So it's like a big deal for me.
And you're wearing them together at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But like we're just going to be honest on this pod here. Like, the thing is I can't wear, I can't wear the shirt outside of my room because it's like, it's not that it's like super thin. It's just like you can like really see everything. And so I feel like when I'm walking, I'm like holding my body together. I'm like, oh my God. What are you reading?
I'm still reading Onyx Storm.
So am I.
I hate, this is a feature of Kindle that's really fucking annoying, okay? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because every time I go on it, it's like, do you want to go back?
Yes, so we use the same Amazon account, which is the fact that they
let I'm not reading it fast enough. I'm like 50% in and you read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame in the time that I started this.
Yeah, but I also had a sick peanut and we literally sat on the couch and watched Miss Rachel for hours and I read and she watched Miss Rachel. So anyway, it's using the same Amazon account is obviously lovely in that we only had to buy Onyx Storm once, and by we I mean you, and I just get to use it. But when you're reading it at the same time, I just wish once you downloaded it to a device, it shouldn't, who cares what other device you're, I guess I get it if I like read it on my phone, I would want them to link up.
Oh, when you go on it, does it go right to where I was?
It asks if I want to.
Yeah, but I mean, that it could be worse. It could just go,
jump there. Right. Yeah, that would be really bad.
Right.
But it asks me every time, like, do you want to jump to this? That's and funny. It asks you if you want to go back.
Yeah. So, you know,
whatever.
Where are you?
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers in case somebody is like...
Well, like, what percentage are you?
Oh, like 25.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like 60.
Yeah.
So...
I know, so, I'm at the point where I'm definitely like not gonna finish it before we leave, but I'm gonna have to download some other books to have with me while we're gone because my guess is I'm gonna finish it.
Yeah.
While we're gone.
I just like the thing with like the Fourth Wing franchise and everything is like it's so good.
The Imperium.
Sure.
That's what it's called.
It's so good, but like I just like pick it up. Come on.
I think Fourth Wing...
I'm still at 60% and I'm like kind of, I mean like shit has happened.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of like, okay, like
there's a little bit more, there's like new characters. Or even or old characters that are getting more screen time. Screen time, page time. I don't know what you call it. I guess. But yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of appreciate. Like some of the characters that we've like met
there's
before.
There's too many fucking characters though.
I like it. I don't struggle with the characters. I struggle with remembering like the dragons. Like Taryn will be like, I told so-and-so like with the dragons. And I'm like, I don't know whose dragon that is. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Like I can't keep up with whose dragon is whose. I don't remember.
Or like when they're explaining like an action scene or like
something. Oh, I don't like when any of the like war scenes, I'm like.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't mind those, but I'm like, okay, wait. You were just stabbed in the stomach, so wait, how are you now like doing an up cut on something? Like I'm just like so confused on like what's happening.
So I read somewhere or saw something that originally it was only gonna be 3 books. A la Harry Potter is 7 books because they're in school for 7 years, 3 books because she, the main character, is supposed to be in school for 3 years. Right, and then it was going to be done. And then once she started writing Iron Flame, she, like, Iron Flame was so big because she was trying to stick to that. She was trying to keep it within 3 books. And then finally told her, like, book people, like, no, I need 5. I need 5 to flesh out this whole story and all these characters. So I think you may feel that a little bit in 3 and 4, that it may feel a little bit dry. I mean... I don't know what's better, that she wrote 3 massive books or 4 or 5 reasonable books. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, have you bought anything new this week? Or...
I have. I bought... I'm going to Amazon to confirm this story with you. So I bought a new swimsuit. I'm hesitating because it's a swimsuit that I've had before. But I bought a new one because my old one was kind of ratty and I bought it in a new color. It's that like blue, I have it in like a cobalt blue swimsuit. Like I love a swimsuit dress. So it's the same dress, but in hot pink and fresh for our trip. And then I bought a new rain jacket for our trip because it's supposed to be like a rainy season there. Kind of like, you know, that time when you're in Florida, it is going to rain at least once a day, but not for very long. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. And so I just bought like but it's supposed to be hot. Bless you. So I bought like a really thin rain jacket so that I could like stay dry but not get too hot.
Makes sense. So. Makes sense. You know, it's funny, as someone who like is addicted to spending money, I really haven't bought much this week, like at all.
That's good.
Mostly because I just don't have the funds. I did though. I was like looking for like some sort of like storage, like for, I think I've told you guys that. Yeah, I did, definitely did that. I've done doing a junk journal, and I like needed, right, for a long time it was literally just like all of my supplies were sitting in like a tote bag like underneath my desk, and I was like, no, I need something to like actually put this stuff in. So I got this little like wood, like rattan, like little like box, I guess, from Target. So
somebody commented on one of the recent episodes that they would love, if you're comfortable sharing, a video of your journal.
I did see that. Yeah. I would love to. I do plan on making a TikTok of it, for like my personal TikTok, which you guys are welcome to follow.
But you could also like film a little flip through and we could just upload it as like a bonus video.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to wait until I finish my first one.
Okay.
Because it fills up quick and like it gets really like big and bulky. So like, I cannot, it won't actually reach probably the last page.
A little chunkster.
Yeah, it gets really chunky. But it's like actually, I'm so glad I started doing it. It's like my favorite hobby ever.
I love
that. I love like having a weekend of like a ton of events with my friends and like stealing the coasters and like the.
You could take this box.
Yeah, I'll actually show you. We can pop it up here too if you guys want to see it. But I went to this cute like restaurant and it was really cute. It was like a martini restaurant. And I like,
oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And like the receipt was like on this little postcard, but I like cut it so like
it would fit.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really cute.
So fun.
And then I had like two full pages of like Galentine's, which was really cute. That's that. And that's all the categories.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, that was fun. It was a good, you know what also I felt like I did this week? Well, so I made a couple notes of like things I wanted to bring up. And before we started recording, I like looked at the list and was like, okay, if any of these things come up naturally, you just like slip them in.
Yeah, we have to be better about that. Right. Well, that's why the Love is Blind thing was like on my list, but I was like, this is the perfect time to bring this up.
Instead of just like, here's my list. So like the White Lotus thing was on my list and the Junk Journal comment was on my list. And I was like, I'm going to find a way to bring them up naturally.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah. Were those the only two things that you had?
No, I have a couple other things.
Okay. Well, hot tea, hot piping tea. Alex Cooper, call her daddy, has dropped Alex Earl's podcast off of their network.
Ooh.
And so there's all this tea and speculation, and we're not famous enough to be like dropping big rumors, but what I have heard via another podcast is that apparently like Alex Cooper was asking her things that she wasn't comfortable with the first time they shot together, and she like told her that and was like, don't air this, and then she did. And so they've been kind of like off since then, and then it like was like, now don't hold this against me, I'm just don't shoot the messenger, but that's what I heard.
Interesting. So, I don't really know enough about either of them to like care.
But we talked about them like 2 weeks
ago. I know we did. Yeah. We talked about how like one is a millennial and one is Gen Z.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Alex Cooper is a lot more famous, no?
I mean, at this point, like not really. Like, yes, but like I feel like it's hard, right? Because it's generation. So, like, I feel like if you ask, like...
Yeah, that's true. My generation, she probably is. But your generation probably thinks Alex Earl is...
Yeah, but see, my generation knows both of them.
That's fair.
Your generation
only knows one.
Probably only knows Alex Cooper. So...
Yeah. But then the generation under you, Gen Alpha, probably only knows Alex Earl. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, so the generation under you starts, like... I don't know. I don't know what year it actually, like... starts, if it's 2004 or 5. It's at least one of those, because Colton is 2005 and he is Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, technically, Lila. 2023 is the end of Gen Alpha. It's a weird. Big, I'm well, maybe I should fact check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So then, and then any kids now at this point on would be beta. But Lila will be cusp forever. She's like going to be like Parker, right? Where like some things say that Parker is millennial and some things say that he's Gen Z, and he definitely has traits of both. Like you can tell that he is a cusp generation. And mom is the same way. Mom is cusp between boomer and Gen X. Mm. And she definitely has things that go both ways.
Right.
Love you, mom. Mom doesn't listen to our podcast.
I really hope she's okay. I've been thinking about it.
Mom hit her head tonight. What was I going to Google? Oh, Gen Alpha years. Oh, it's 2010, first off, so I'm not even close. Wait, so does that mean all my other brothers are all Gen Z also? That seems crazy, but to 2024.
Oh, you need to listen to Giggly Squad. And I know I keep saying this, but it's so funny, and you would think it's so funny. They are your age.
I need, like, an intro. I need, like, an intro.
You don't even need... Okay, you want... offline, I will give you an intro of Paige and Hannah.
Okay.
And then you can listen, like, literally today.
I can't just, like, jump into a podcast. I know we talked about this. We did a whole episode where I felt uncomfortable, like... Even just us, like if somebody jumps into this episode, I feel like without knowing who we are.
But I think that's their problem. I think at that, like, it is your responsibility to educate yourself on who we are. I'm not going to sit here and give you my life.
No, that's fair. I don't disagree. You're right. It's my, as the consumer of your podcast, it is on me to go get that information. It's not on them. But it is, and it, some people don't care. Some people probably could just jump right in and it's not a problem. It's not me. I'm not those people. I need background info. I need to know. Where are you from? What do you do? Where do you live? Blah, blah, blah. I need all the things.
Yeah, it was funny because, like, Hannah was just like, well, I categorize with Gen Z, so. Every time, every episode, she, like, says that. And it's, like, the funniest thing because she's so not Gen Z. And she always says that.
I wonder what pulls her down. I wonder if there's, like...
Well, like I'm the... So, and you also have to go into it thinking, like, I'm the Hannah... And
well, that doesn't make any sense if you just said Paige identifies as Gen Z.
I just said Hannah identifies as Gen Z.
I'm not listening.
But
Paige is
very,
Hannah.
No, Paige is very Sydney Wade. Sorry, not you. Paige is very Sydney Wade coded, and I'm really Hannah coded. You're not really, you're kind of in the middle.
I feel like I'm definitely lean more Sydney Wade than I do you, though. From like a
person
type A. I guess you're also type A. Okay, whatever. So, question for you. What is your, like, walking limit? Like, when are you like, I'm going to walk? And when are you like, I'm going to take an Uber?
There's a lot of factors that go into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like, time of day, where I'm going, when I need to be there, what's the cost of the Uber? All it all is comes into factor.
Okay. Because I was editing last week's episode. And you're telling the whole story of your Thursday night, Thirsty Thursday saga.
Oh, and how many times we Ubered?
No. A specific Uber from the store, the shop,
the store
to Brando's?
Right. Yes. This was one of the nights that it was like 5 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, I did look. I did pull up my phone and look like what is
it? It was like an 11-minute walk.
I know.
Okay.
I know it was. It was so cold, and we were not dressed for the cold. Like, we were, because we didn't want to wear, like, puffer coats.
And
like,
carry them around.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's fair. It was one of the really cold nights. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Because I was editing, and I was, like, re-listening to you tell the story
about... When it came out of my mouth, I thought you were going to ask me about it.
Well, I didn't really fully... When you were explaining where the store was, my brain did not actually register where it was.
Yeah.
And then when I was editing... I registered that you met at Halsted and Armitage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. And then you said you grabbed an Uber to Brando's, and I went, And I pulled out my phone, and I was like, yeah, it's an 11-minute walk.
I mean, to be fair, like, I would have, if I, the store was the last place I went, I would have Ubered home from there. Because I'm not.
Okay, sorry. You by yourself, Ubering
home
in the dark, fine, agreed. But you and Jamie together walking from the store to Brando's, like...
No, 100%.
If it hadn't been, like, 0 degrees.
And if you... And I'm sure if it was summer...
You would have.
And we 100% would have. We also... If I was going home, he would have walked me home.
Right.
So, like, but...
No,
yeah,
that's
like, the thing
fair.
With me is, like, there is too much... Like, we live in a good area, but like shit happens everywhere, and I just
We still live in a city, so
and like
fair.
I risked it for the goddamn biscuit when I was in college. Like I was walking home alone, like super intoxicated when I definitely shouldn't have been, because I'd be alone and it'd be like dark. And, like, it has gotten, like, slightly more unsafe, so it's, like...
It also depends. We talk about this all the time when with mom, too, is what streets are you taking? Now, I think you could have probably safely walked home from the store because you just take two major streets, and you're there, and there's lights and stuff. But I get it. If it's late...
No, because Webster, like, near... Like, isn't that light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess along... I wouldn't want to walk along a park, so I take it back.
Yeah, it's just so easy to just... Yeah.
No, you're right.
And, like, people, like, Sydney Wade's been followed in the light of day, like, home.
Like, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it happens. Like, and...
I just feel like, I mean, I hear these stories, and I had some, maybe some uncomfortable is not the right word, I don't know, like, experiences in New York, but I never felt, like, that unsafe.
And I don't feel unsafe, like, walking by myself, like, in any other sense. But, like, if it is dark out and I am alone, you will not catch me walking. Because it's just, like, it's too easy, like, especially if I've been drinking.
No, that's fair. If you don't have, like, your wits about you and you're not sober, like, I totally get that.
It's worth the five. My life is worth the $5 in my head.
That's the other thing.
And that, like, sounds dramatic, but like I'm just like.
No. If the Uber's only $5, it's like, yeah, it's whatever. That's fair.
I get, like, even at Redhead, you have to like walk a block before you can even grab an Uber.
I hate that. Like, what?
You just do Lyft. Lyft, they'll pick you up right in front.
Oh.
So why? But I would get nervous for that walk.
But see, that's a neighborhood. I agree. That's a different neighborhood. Like, I don't feel comfortable down there.
Yeah.
So that's different, I feel like.
Yeah.
Up here. But.
Yeah. And it's never about, like, not wanting to walk. It's just.
No. I know you're never going to, like, say no to a walk.
Yeah.
I just. Editing Lincoln was baffled.
Yeah. Well, and I keep going back and forth. Yeah. And I keep going back and forth on, like, walking home tonight.
Right, because that goes back to, like, you're going to be on major roads for the majority of your walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as cold.
It's just funny because mom will be like, yeah, I'm walking. Like, what do you mean? And then she gets mad when I'm like, No, when I'm like on a run with like my AirPods on full blast. She's like, like, don't do that. Like, someone could. I'm like.
I also think dark is hard because it's like it gets dark at like 5 p.m. It's changing in a week. Daylight savings in a week.
Trust me, I know, because all my couples are like so excited.
As somebody who gets up early, I don't love it because I like there to be some, like, I don't like the sunrise is gonna happen at like 7:30 for a bit, and I hate that. Like, I hate that it's that dark in the morning that early. That late. Anyway, so I feel like, you know, if you were leaving here at like 7 and it's dark, I feel like it's one thing. I feel like if you're leaving later, you should probably just Uber.
Yeah. I don't know. When it's warm is when I get more tempted.
I know. Because
I'm like...
I know.
I'm like, oh, but like I could use those extra steps.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, and I've been really on my, like, I'm going to be really on my 10K steps a day kick.
Yeah.
When it gets warm.
That's a huge bump.
She does not look good.
Mom is going to be fine. Because the number of times that mom, what did you say? And Allie says the doctor emoji.
Guys, you know what I started watching with Lila the other day?
Hold on. Mom is so clumsy. Like, this is not her first fall on the sidewalk.
I am so clumsy. I get it from her.
Yeah, you do. Okay, anyway. What did you and Lila start watching the other day?
Well, I started... When I'm watching Lila, sometimes my excuse is to kind of, like, put on, like...
kids things.
Yeah, that I'm like been wanting to watch, you know.
But I love,
like,
that so much.
But like I don't feel like it's like appropriate to like put on, you know? And I put on the emoji movie.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It was really cute. It was about the main character is like the meh, like the
aww.
You know, like the but he's like broken because like he can't do it. Like he's like very he's like too happy and like his parents are just like and
Did you finish it?
No, I watched like 30 minutes of it, but...
By the way, you guys, when we put movies on when Lila's in the room, she does not watch them.
No, it's just for us.
If you are not Miss Rachel, she does not look at the TV. So, it's like ridiculous.
It could be like the most like insane thing. Like, it could be like a full, it could be Saw, the movie. And she would not look at the TV or care. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so funny, though. And Lila only watches TV on planes and when she's sick. That is when, like, when she watches Miss Rachel. Like, that's on planes and when she's sick. Mm-hmm. And so she just doesn't look at the TV. I know somebody who was a kid around my age was talking about doing, like, a family movie night. I'm like, that's so cute. Lila would sit there for 5 minutes and then be like, bye.
Literally. Oh, my God.
It would not go well. Oh. Even with all the snacks.
Yes.
Yeah. I still don't think it would go well.
Yeah, no. She would just want to play or, like, read a book.
Yes. So. 800 times. The same book.
Again.
She says again. Again. Oh, it's so cute. The same book over and over.
She's so cute. Speaking of movies and not children's movies.
Okay.
Well, that's one thing. I did see Companion with Parker the other day, which if you... I don't know if any... You probably... I don't know. You hadn't.
I hadn't even heard of it.
But I feel like mom had heard of it when I said that we were going to see it.
So I think that I don't watch real TV, right? Like, I don't have cable. Mom and Mark have cable. And so I think that they see commercials that I don't see. And
that's fair.
And then, so the only things I'm going to see in like a commercial or a preview on like, it's either on like social media or another movie I see. And I don't see horror. I don't follow horror. So like, it would never pop up in any of my worlds, right?
That makes sense.
Like, when I saw the Megan trailer when I watched the Grammys, I was like, oh. Like, that would have never popped up in my radar otherwise. So that's probably why she had heard of it, because they watch, like, actual TV.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't. But it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was fine. It was good. It was, like, kind of, like, scary movie-esque, like that, like, where it was, like, kind of funny horror almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. But what I was going to say... is 2 weeks ago we were talking about the Jessa Baldoni Blake Lively situation and it was like, oh, I didn't want to talk about it because I wasn't educated on it, and then we talked about it for like 10 minutes. I'm also laughing because like when we were talking about the football, you were like, oh my God, look at that 5 minutes on football. Like, no, that was like a good chunk that we were just talking about football.
But yeah, we talked about the Super Bowl as a whole for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so Jane the Virgin. He is one of the main characters in Jane the Virgin, which
I've never watched.
But it's an 8-season
show.
Mm-hmm. And the main character, the girl, I don't remember her name as like an actress, but she came out with a video saying like he is like the nicest person to work with. He was like her best friend, like, and they worked together for eight plus years probably. And like, so then it got me thinking, and I'm like, I know last time I was like, yeah, I don't like him, like, he's weird, and, like, whatever. But now I feel like I'm really leaning towards, like, being kind of on his side.
I still don't know enough, but...
Because, one, I feel like she's pretty... Like, I feel like I can trust that actress more, and, like...
I have to know who it is, so I'm gonna... Look
yeah.
You keep talking.
And, like, people are really not...
happy
with Blake Lively. And then on SNL 50,
Gina Rodriguez.
Yes. And then on SNL 50, they Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were doing like a funny thing where they were like a monologue where they were like talking to people in the audience, and like they called on Ryan Reynolds, and he like stands up, and like they go like, "Hey, like, how are you?" And he goes, it was a skit though. Okay. And he goes, "Oh, like, you haven't heard?" And, like, Blake Lively literally, like, her face, like, froze. Like, she was, like had no idea what she wasn't expecting it at all. And then he was, like, anyways. And then started talking about something else. But, like that's fucking crazy. But, anyways, I still don't know enough. Also, speaking of Blake Lively, they're coming out with another Simple Favor movie. Mm-hmm. I just watched the trailer, like, yesterday.
Oh, I mean, I love Anna Kendrick.
Or is it, what was it? A simpler favor? Or like an... Oh, no. Another simple favor.
Another simple favor. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because she's like not dead. No one's totally dead. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I've said before that Anna Kendrick's in my like top three like celebrities I want to be best friends with.
Yeah. Totally.
Ugh. For actresses I want to be best friends with.
Yeah. But Yeah. I had a lot of piping hot tea.
You did have a lot of piping hot tea. Mm-hmm. I just had little random things. I have another random stupid, are you ready to be like, speaking of kids movies, okay. This is like the stupidest thing in the world.
Okay.
There was a pregnancy announcement going around social media today for Peppa Pig's mom.
What?
And do you know how many like mom bloggers I follow that like reshared it?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you back up?
Yeah. Let me show you.
Like the cartoon?
The cartoon
is pregnant.
Announced that she is pregnant.
Wait. It's so cute.
Isn't that so stupid?
No, that's so cute. No. Because if I was like a Peppa Pig, like social media manager, like I would also do that. We're accepting pig changes. Follow along as Peppa, George, Mummy, and Daddy Pig grow into a family of five. Due June 2025. Aw, that's so cute.
What?
I'm very excited to tell you all that I...
Mummy!
I just know it's going to be on the SNL skit where it's the news.
Sure.
The news part where they're just like... And they don't know what's coming next. Oh my god, it's so funny.
So, and then...
Hi, Peppa Pig!
It gets better. No, Lala has her little Peppa Pig Tony's thing. Hmm. So, I was listening to Kylie Kelsey's new podcast episode today. And she's sponsored by whatever company does... I don't know what company channel does Peppa Pig. And so, one of her ads on her pod today was the... gender reveal in April has a date. They're doing like a big thing.
Wait, I can't wait. I am so tuning in. I'm tuning in for the Peppa Pig gender reveal. I love that.
I think it's so dumb.
I love how you started this by, so there's a pregnancy announcement surfacing the internet.
Yeah.
It is Mama Peppa Pig.
Cartoon.
Mama Peppa. Pig changes.
Pig changes, y'all.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
Oh, that's it. That's all I got for you.
I'm
tapping out.
I think that's all I got.
If you watch all the way to the end.
Oh yeah.
The obvious emoji choice
is a pig.
A pig.
And let us know if how your family would feel about Love is Blind.
Or The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
And also with your pig emoji. Do you have a pink or a blue heart?
Yeah, do you think?
Is it a girl Peppa or a boy Peppa?
She can have a baby brother or a baby sister.
Oh, baby Peppa, baby sister Peppa, baby boy Peppa.
Oh, I'm Peppa Pig.
Oh my god, we need to be done. All the other things, I feel like we're so bad at this at the end.
No, like if they, like I hate that they say it because it's like, no one needs to hear that, like.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes at the end when YouTubers say it, then I'm like, oh yeah, let me like this video. You don't? No. You don't really watch YouTube.
Please like and subscribe.
You don't?
No.
All right. Well, cheers. See you next week.
Cheers. I gotta like get in the mood.
So like of all the islands and I know that sounded funny.
If I am not picking it,
were you gonna say something or you want me to say something?
No, I was gonna say something.
Okay.
Anyways.
Does your hair smell good?
Yeah. Please don't include that.